He's on. It's time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. With me, all the way from Gamalia, Arkansas, there at the Bayou Resort. You'll find Bayou Resort right off of Fout Road. Is Gary Faraci. How we doing, man?
Yeah, we're doing good. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. I'm telling you, we're sitting here at 50 degrees.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I know we're going to get some rain in the next couple of days, and that might be a good thing.
Yeah, it's just east of you right now. But, boy, there's a big old blob of it that's going to be coming. So there is a little window of probably fishing that could be had. So how's the fish bite going?
The fish, it's been really good. It's been with the cold front moving in and this and that, a few things. I've had some days where it wasn't so good, but I've had guys tell me crappie, guys gotten their limits. Since I talked to you last, live bait. Seems to be really, really getting it right now on the crappie. I think they're starting to move to beds. So I had some people telling me that they were up in shallow water.
Yeah, already.
Yeah. That's you're about 3-4 weeks early.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was just fixing to say. That's about a month early, isn't it? But, it's a weird cycle.
I think the weather, the temperature's got a lot of things. You know, look at some of the trees blooming out already. That's crazy.
Oh, it is crazy. It is crazy. I know, I've seen a lot of pictures of people. I mean, I'm seeing largemouth. I'm seeing Kentucky. You know, I'm seeing hybrids. I'm seeing whites. I'm seeing stripers. I'm seeing crappie. The other day, I seen a big mess of catfish.
I haven't seen any catfish lately. I have not seen that. That's awesome already.
Yeah, Ed Martin and Leonard Martin, got onto a big old mess of channel cat. And
beautiful.
Yeah. You know, and they were that perfect. You know, they were about 3-4 pounders.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Good eating there.
Oh, mercy, Pete. But, it is. I think a lot of it's the temperature, of course, but it's going to get better even, you know, because I don't think that topwater bite has really started yet, has it?
No, not yet. It's going to be coming. Water temperature is hanging right around 50 degrees, give or take, depending where you're at in the lake or up in the bayou and that. So, as that creeps up there a little bit, I think we're a few weeks away from the topwater bite.
Yeah.
And then it's game on and it's fun.
Well, and you know, the crappie again, that's wild that they were catching them up on the bank. That's that's early. Yeah. That is so early.
I someone told me that where they were 5-6 feet of water. Yeah, well, that's crazy.
That's when I can catch them. You know, I mean, that's when I can catch a mess of crappie, because when they're, you know, I mean, you know, there's some great ones out there, the fantastic crappie fishermen, and I just, when they're fishing, you know, over the stumps and the old Christmas trees and what have you, man, I just don't have the touch. I just can't feel them, you know.
That's funny because I have the same problem. the striper bite's still on. Some days a little better than others. Some days you got to chase them and find them. But they've been doing well. And then the white bass has really started to turn on here the last week. All up here from the marina all the way up, going up towards the bayou.
Are they using a lot of swim baits to catch them?
Swim baits, couple different, like a Castmaster spoon. Quarter ounce Castmaster spoon's been working good on them. A couple different things like that. Been really, really good.
Yeah, I know Blue Ladies are really, up around the Blue Lady area, that has just been red hot too.
Yeah, and that's not too far from here when you leave the marina and that Blue Lady and outside of 101 Marina out there. A lot of guys fish up there. Mm-hmm. The entrance to Crystal Cove, some points over there, always good for white bass and stripers.
Have you heard any depth where they've been working these white bass and stripers and hybrids? What depth have they?
They are they are moving up. They were deeper, and from what everybody's told me, I'm in the 15, 20 feet maybe. The stripers had been deeper, but they're starting to come up, and then a lot of those other species are following them up.
Yeah. Follow that big old ball of shad. If you know, that's a good play. If you, if you've got electronics on your boat or pontoon, and you see that ball of shad, you know, they're not far.
No, no. Follow the bait ball, because the fish are going to feed and they're going to go after that.
Well, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more about the fishing report, or maybe they would just like to be able to forget everything and have a nice little getaway to buy your resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, pictures, articles, different things up there. Drop us a message. And, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of good pictures there, too.
Yeah, I try to keep it up there. And then if they're in the area, just stop in and we can BS about whatever, you know.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hey, we appreciate you, and we will talk with you again next week, okay?
All right, have a good one, Gary.
Thank you.